Well, we're increasingly concerned with the rise in violence against humanitarian workers. There have been more than 23 successful carjackings over the last several months against UN agencies, NGOs who are present in the East, with each successful carjacking that has gone unprosecuted, uninvestigated. It promotes an air of impunity that demonstrates that such actions can be successful. That is our concern, that the inaction has promoted an environment that's allowed this to continue to happen. And now we're seeing an increase in violence or a demonstration of violence, willingness to engage in violence against our staff.
Would you tell us what happened to a UNICEF staff member on Friday?
She was beginning to attend a meeting with a partner NGO, Oxfam UK, was parked in front of the gate, and during that time, while waiting for entrance into the compound, someone in military gear approached her vehicle, shot her, and went away with the vehicle.
Do you know her condition now?
She is in a stable condition.
The vehicles that were hijacked over recent weeks and months, were these clearly marked as humanitarian vehicles?
Absolutely. It's fully known that they were humanitarian vehicles with markings on all vehicles.
Does the United Nations have any idea who's behind any of these hijackings?
No, there's no clear idea as to who's actually undertaken these hijackings.
Have most of these hijackings occurred in the east of the country?
All hijackings have occurred in the east of the country, in the two regions of Adisira and Ledai, principally around the refugee camps and between the refugee camps and the Sudanese border. This was the first action that had occurred in Abeche, which is approximately 150 kilometers from the Sudanese border.
Do the humanitarian vehicles normally have some type of armed escort?
No, they do not have armed escorts. We have requested repeatedly for arrangements with the Chadian authorities. They have demonstrated both a sympathy and a willingness to provide support, but they're also very honest and upfront to say that their own means are limited to protect themselves and protect the civilian population. We continue to seek engagement with them.
How have the hijackings affected humanitarian operations in Chad?
There have been several instances when the staff were reduced in particular locations temporarily. We remain committed to providing humanitarian support to the refugees and the Chadian population. However, in mid-April, there was a significant reduction in non-essential staff due to the increase in violence. It is foreseen that they will be able to return, but the date has not been specified. We wait for demonstrations of improvement in the security conditions.